Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula 866-229-3663 or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Here on Herb Talk, it's about empowerment. That's what we're known for, right, Frank? Magical Engineer Frank's ready, and we're ready. Weekend's on the way. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about flu cases after COVID. Now, we'll see how the math adds up. I know, COVID. We can't seem to escape the COVID topic, Frank. It seems to kind of just kind of wiggle on in, but you need to be aware of it. So we're gonna report what you need to know. So we got that. It's a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees and I'm minding the time because it grows short. And you know, here is how we overcome, right? Basically, if we're in 1 John chapter 5, it says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So who is he that overcomes the world but he that believes that Jesus is the Son of God?" There you go. If you want to overcome the world, there it is. Faith. That Jesus is real. He came and died for the sins of the world of those who believes. He rose from the dead. He sits at the right hand of the Lord God. And that's how you overcome the world. And when you seek the Lord's face and you read your scripture and you have a relationship with him, he blesses you. He guarantees you. He promises you a sound mind. And that helps you overcome the world. He's not going to depart from you. He's always going to be there with you. So that gives you strength. It gives you courage. And the righteous are as bold as lions. Amen. And that, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, COVID and the quacker here. Utah woman, 39, dies 4 days after she got the second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, and an autopsy has been ordered. Utah? Yeah, this is out of Utah, where a healthy woman, Utah family, has come out and discussed what happened to their family member. This is the woman in question is a Cassidy Kerhill, healthy, happy, robust woman, had a lot of energy. She wasn't sick. Father reports she got up early the day after she got her second shot and said her heart was racing and she felt that she needed to go to the emergency room. She got sick right away. She got soreness in the shot location, the father said, and then she started getting really sick, started complaining. She was drinking lots of fluids, but she really couldn't pee. Well, that's bad. She was a surgical tech for a plastic surgeon, and the vaccine was required to keep her job. Father says that she took her to the hospital. They did a blood test, and immediately the doctors came out and told him, "Your daughter's very sick, that her liver wasn't functioning. It was shutting down." So in less than 12 hours after she got the second vaccine, she was intubated and on life support. She died 30 hours after she got to the emergency room. An autopsy was recommended by the doctors, and the family agreed. Her body was moved to the Utah State Medical Examiner in Taylorsville. But Dr. Eric Christensen, Utah's chief medical examiner, said proving a vaccine injury and cause of death almost never happens. Well, let's just pray on that almost, right? Last but not least in the quack report, study links Moderna's COVID virus vaccine, coronavirus vaccine, to painful skin reactions. A team of doctors has discovered the Moderna's coronavirus vaccine to cause painful skin reactions in patients about 11 days after inoculated. There was doctors who penned a letter to the New England Journal of Medicine dating depicting an observation of 12 patients who got skin reactions after they got the Moderna virus vaccine. A full study, researchers observed 12 patients out of 30,000 developed a delayed reaction in skin inflammation, according to the results, anywhere between day 4 and day 11 after they got inoculated. They developed patches of inflamed skin and rash around the injection site. Despite these alarming effects, another team of doctors insisted, hey, the skin rashes have occurred because of delayed allergic immune response, and it's often observed with drug reactions anyway. And that wraps the quack report. Oh, sorry, Frank. I had my button pushed in. All my fault. It's not the engineer's fault this time. Are you amazed? I'm sorry. Well, what I was saying before I realized my button was pushed in, flu cases after COVID, since COVID-19 appeared in March 2020, little has been reported on influenza. It's kind of just vanished out of the media, and many speculated, hey, the flu cases were not classified or being classified as COVID cases instead. So there's been very little on updating what's gone on with the flu cases in the last year, so let's check it out. So if we're looking for flu since last year, well, a lot of health professionals have been seeing and treating patients for the regular flu. Yes, they have. Now, Rochester Regional Health reported on their Health Hive area that we have had the same number of deaths from influenza flu bugs as the last several years. So flu is still here. It's just not being reported. However, the CDC is reporting that the flu in 2021 remains lower than usual in the United States. Well, according to the Rochester Regional folks, the CDC does track the influenza cases with their metric technology, and this way they can analyze the severity and type of the flu circulating. So in the reports, which they call PIC reports, it stands for pneumonia, influenza, and COVID, they look at the mortality rates and how they are listing due to, you know, how many deaths by pneumonia, flu, and COVID has its own little category. So in February of 2021, the flu rate was, the PIC rate, I should say, which is your pneumonia, flu, COVID rate, was 19.3. Okay, they lumped it all together for all three combined, and that kind of fell above the pandemic cut rate of 7.2%. So no surprise, the majority of the deaths were all attributed to the COVID, and hospital admission test established that there were 183 influenza admissions between October 2020 and, let's see, February of 2021, which is about 0.06% of 100,000 people. So about 0.6% of 100,000 people. Now, there were also, 195 pediatric deaths from the flu in the last year. Therefore, the statistic rate for 2020 to 2021 on the flu season, pretty much have the usual flu cases since 2019. So in 2019, it looks like the same kind of picture we're having today. We have 400 to 700 hospitalizations for flu. We had 40 to 55 million cases of flu. We had 24,000 to 62,000 deaths from flu, and 195 pediatric deaths. It's the same kind of snapshot. So, now I did a flu snapshot in 2015, Frank. Yes, I did. Reported on it. According to WebMD back then, less than 20% of the U.S. population would get the flu vaccine that year. And we were told about 200,000 were going to seek medical treatment for flu. And the CDC estimated deaths due to influenza would be 3,000 to 49,000. Okay. Incubation for the flu is about 10 to 11 days. And the key months for the spread of the flu occur October through February. So the CDC reported 156 million doses of the flu vaccine were going to be given out between 2014 and 2015 flu season. So that's pretty typical. Now, there was this study that was reported on illnesses after getting influenza vaccines. Okay, forget COVID for a minute. It's just regular influenza. So it's real important not to ignore scientific research that may be telling you the truth. So this is in 2013. A team of microbiologists at Bethesda, Maryland, Center for Biologics, they did an evaluation and research on influenza, and they found that animals who were vaccinated with the flu shots suffered more if they became infected with the influenza afterward. So the researchers stated that flu vaccines really don't prevent the disease, but in theory, they should help your body produce antibodies and protect you. That's theory. See, theory is still it's a hypothesis. It's an educated guess. Okay, the swag method, as my brother says. So the research showed that those who got vaccinated were less healthy than those who got the placebo. And those that got vaccinated had 5.5 times more respiratory illnesses, and the vaccinated group also contracted influenza 100% of the time, whereas the unvaccinated did not get the flu. Also, the vaccinated group also had 26% more cases of the common cold, 160% more cases of various viruses, including polio, and 30% more cases of contracting respiratory-type viruses. So the group which was vaccinated had an overall increased health risk of 18.5%. And then this other study in 2014 out of the Canadian research group, researchers there showed that those who got the flu shot in 2008 and 9 were more likely to become infected with a pandemic virus in the shot compared to those who didn't get vaccinated. So they're kind of confirming. So the team also researched several provinces of Canada, and they got pretty much the same result. And therefore, other jurisdictions of Canada opted, well, we're going to opt out of the seasonal vaccine for this year, and their counties did much better. So U.S. health authorities argued it was rare. That was a rare occurrence. It was chance. It was just one of those anomalies, you know. So if regular influenza can, on average, increase your risk of illness 5.5 times to 18.5 times, what would happen if you got a more deadly strain of influenza that appeared in a vaccine? COVID. It's almost like a crystal ball, Frank. That was like 6 years ago I said this. Frank. That's the Lord speaking. Well, let me read you this quote by Dr. Robert Coulter, professor of microbiology, Harvard Medical. He says, "The scientists doing this work are so immersed in their own self-aggrandizement that they have become completely blind to the irresponsibility of their acts. Their arguments in favor of such work, i.e. increased ability for surveillance, remain as weak as ever." So he's saying, you know, a lot of what you have in the vaccine research, not exactly accurate. Dr. David Rosenthal, he's director of Harvard, he says people don't necessarily die, per se, of flu viruses. What they really die of is a secondary condition called pneumonia. So, are people dying from the COVID vaccine, or are they going to say they're dying from a secondary condition like sepsis, where all your organs shut down? Well, let's look at this Ohio State. Universities have the scientific research labs, and they do a lot of work there, a lot of research there. They look to discover new drugs to help treat diseases. And researchers at Ohio State University looked at a lot of studies on herbs that inhibit viruses, including influenza-type viruses. So there has been an explosion of these antiviral drugs in the marketplace over the last few decades, last 20 years. But none of them can do what your herbs can do at neutralizing viruses, and they realize this. So herbs can make quick work of viruses by targeting the host cell that is sending out hundreds of infectious seeds from the virus to corrupt a healthy host. So herbs can destroy the chemical signaling pathways that these viruses use to replicate. And therefore, scientific medicine has known for a long time, herbs have these efficient antiviral capabilities, but they don't instruct patients on it. Global science knows this as well. It's not just something here in the U.S. And let's talk about some of the influenza studies. Some of it's not real good science. I mean, it's not a big secret that scientists know, and some physicians know, that the flu studies were not really based on solid science. Okay. So according to Dr. Doshi's report on flu, this is Peter Doshi, Johns Hopkins University. On his report, he is saying that if you believe the statistics that the CDC has on flu trials, the influenza vaccine is the most important medicine on planet Earth, preventing 50% of the deaths. And he's kind of mocking that. So if that were true, he says, he points out that it would be considered malpractice to make available only 135 million doses of the flu vaccine when there's 315 million U.S. citizens. Well, he's got a good point. Yeah. So the studies that the CDC chooses to refer to as supporting the flu vaccine programs, he says, are implausible. He says, to make a claim that a vaccine saves lives, there has to be a solid research and statistical evidence behind that. So if you deliver evidence of the contrary to the CDC, they will acknowledge it was brought to them, but they will not debate it, and they'll do nothing about it. So this is interesting now. So you know how the CDC or the FDA kind of pounces on anybody that makes unsupported claims, let's say, about a product, you know? Let's say it's a mattress. You know, let's say it's a mattress, and the billboard reads, "Will remove all back pain." Well, you got to have, you know, scientific research to back that claim up, or, you know, you're going to be sanctioned by the powers that be. But here is the CDC picking and choosing and ignoring other data. So, you know, how can they do that, but everybody else can't? Well, here is what the CDC knows. Only 1 in 6 viral bugs is actually influenza. And when hundreds of influenza specimens are tested each year, only 16% will test positive for influenza. So the report on the last year's flu vaccine showed, now this was back in 2013, it showed that there was a probable 9% effective rate at protecting the elderly from the flu. But that statistic is most likely flawed because the CDC lumps pneumonia, bronchitis, and now COVID, as you see, into all those statistics. So why is – this is really why most people who get flu shots think it did not protect them, because it didn't. Here is a quote from Dr. Doshi from Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, Baltimore, Maryland. Wound up in the British Medical Journal, May 16, 2013. It says, most of the flu studies, 70% of them, were of poor quality with over-optimistic conclusions, that is, not supported by the data presented. So, not scientific observation. It was propaganda. This is Dr. Russell Blaylock. He's a neurosurgeon, author of the Blaylock Wellness Report. He says, here's the bottom line. The vast number of people who get the flu vaccine aren't going to get any benefit, but they get all of the risk and complication. Doshi's article is a breath of fresh air. This article exposes in well-defined and articulate terms what has been known for a long time. The flu vaccine promotion is a fraud. Well, okay, so the regular flu, Frank, the regular flu vaccine is a fraud. And, you know, that's been around for decades. Flu shots been around for decades, supposedly based on real good scientific research, but now they're, you know, it's a fraud. So if that's a fraud, this COVID thing, what can we say about that? It's beyond the fraud. It's, what can we say about it, Frank? Genocide? Can I say it that way? Would that be accurate, Frank? Possibly. Possibly it might turn out to prove to be just that. He says, and what about the fraud on steroids? Say, yeah. Yeah. Making merchandise of people to make money. Well, here's the thing. Herbs can back you up. And scripture backs that up, too. Lord Jesus Christ tells you all the way through the Bible, herbs are here for you. They're for convenient. They're for the service of man, the healing of the nations. And right under our noses, you know, and we kind of push it all aside for scientific medicine, which, you know, now is turning out to be not what it seemed to be. So a lot of people are concerned that if there should be any reason, if they cannot obtain their lifelong prescription medications, people are concerned. What if I can't get my heart drugs, my diabetic drugs, my allergy inhalers, whatever it is? If something got cut off and I couldn't get all that, what would happen to me? Well, now people are thinking, well, we better investigate a backup plan, have some options, or get off these drugs altogether because they'll hold you hostage. So always remember, herbs are strengtheners to the body, and they help restore balance and function. They restore, they have regenerative capabilities for your system. So if you're interested in learning more about that, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They specialize in metabolic strengthening, immune support, detox removal, and puts the power in your hands with some really fabulous professional strength tools and information on how to use them. So give them a call. Toll-free number, give Apothecary Herbs a call. They do have a pandemic kit, by the way. And you can use that for flu, all kind of flus and stuff, even Ebola. 866-229-3663 is their toll-free number. 866-229-3663. Now, if you're outside the U.S., call 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website is thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless. And what'd you say, Frank? He says the COVID vaccine is not a vaccine, but an experimental gene therapy. Well, that's interesting because, you know, it looks like the life insurance companies seem to agree with you. They are not paying out on deaths due to people getting treated for the COVID with a vaccine. They call it an experimental therapy. And that's interesting. How do you suppose if the chief medical examiner of Utah says it's difficult to prove vaccine injury as cause of death, then how can these life insurance companies not pay out on death policies on a covered person like this young lady if she was covered? How can they refuse payment if they can't prove the vaccine did it? That's very interesting. I think it's very, the plot thickens. Hey, I got to take a break. I got more information on the other side, so we'll be right back with more.
We'll be right back. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, Herb Medicine Options, coming up next.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Frank, aren't we going way back into the 70s? Mm. Well, Frank and I were talking during the break, and he's got a good point. He says your health insurance has clauses in their contract with you that if you engage in dangerous activity, like being a lab rat or skydiving, you're not covered if you die. Well, that's very interesting. So what if this, Frank, let me just bounce this off you. What if this a life insurance policy that you have is provided by your employer, and your employer wants you to get the COVID vaccine in order to keep your job. Now, you've already contracted with the insurance company, so you're executed a document with a signature. So they're asking you to violate a contract that they offered you in your employment with them. That gets kind of complicated, doesn't it? That would be interesting. I'm not an attorney. Don't ever want to be one. But I speculate there's a sticky wicket there. I think there's a conflict of interest there. What do you think, Frank? I think there may be. Maybe the employer needs to cover loss of death at that point. I don't know. Frank's thinking. Well, Frank is going to let me know in just a minute. Right now, we're going to move on to another topic. What, Frank? Oh, yes, as he says, it's very dubious indeed. In the first place, to threaten a person's job for not taking an experimental treatment. I would agree with that. So, would that be tantamount to insurance fraud? I'm just asking. Would they be asking an employee to commit insurance fraud? I don't know. It's something for legal experts, I guess. Wrong show. We're not into the legal stuff. We're into the herbal stuff. We're into empowering people with herbs. Frank says it's how and soldiers are able to not take the vaccine. Experimental treatment. Yeah, that's a good point. It's experimental. Always remember that. Well, interesting. It cannot be mandatory. So I'm wondering then, this young lady who worked for the plastic surgeon, I guess they're in trouble, the plastic surgery outfit. I mean, she was a mother. She had a little girl. You know, she wasn't even 40. Anyway, we're going to move on to our next topic about oxidative stress, which is a killer on the body. We hear a lot about the, you know, oxidative stress topic, but do people really understand what it is? So these oxygen-containing molecules with an odd number of electrons, which allow for easy access to other molecules, cause a disturbance or an imbalance. That's what it is. It's a stress, an imbalance. So the imbalance is scientifically described as an imbalance between a systemic manifestation or a reaction oxygen species and a biological system, which, mess with your detoxification and your regenerative capabilities of the human body, heavily impacted. So we're going to take a look at what we could be doing to save ourselves from oxidative stress and reduce the friction on function, increase our longevity and quality of life. So there are some medications that will encourage oxidative stress. Science is kind of just beginning to look at this, the side effects of your prescription meds causing oxidative stress on the body. And some are more subtle than others doing that. So here's a brief list, not a complete list, of some drugs that cause oxidative stress and really undermine your functions, your metabolic functions. Your antipsychotic medications, your cancer drugs, your amphetamines, opioid drugs, cocaine or street drugs, and statin drugs, you know, the heart statin drugs. Now, this was a journal report in 2013 in Organic Chemistry. There was this review, and they called it Oxidative Stress and Drugs of Abuse. And they're mentioning that drug interactions frequently will cause what is called a cytotoxicity, and this can apply to any addictive type of drugs as well as multiple prescription medications taken by one patient. So if you're on a multiple drug therapy thing. So they describe what is called a synergism of liver toxicity effect. And in the liver, what it does is it disrupts the cellular level function of the liver, and it causes oxidative stress. So it's therefore apparent that a lot of prescription meds, as well as your street drugs, can cause addictions and all offer this oxidative stress upon your body. So we don't want that. Now, going over to some of this research at the Missouri University Science and Technology Center, they reported on what they describe as oxidative stress drugs as being commonly used medications, but have not been revealed to cause adverse oxidative stress. So they know they cause stress, but it's not promoted. It's not a warning on the box or the list that the pharmacy gives you. So in their report, it's really interesting. They were making this comment that they said we have generations of people now with drug-induced oxidative stress that affects their detoxification process. So you can't detox very well, and when you get accumulated toxins, you die pretty much if you can't get rid of them. So if these drugs are preventing you from detoxing, you're in big trouble. They also propose that a lot of antioxidant drugs that are prescribed to help combat the effects, so more drugs to combat the effects of the first drugs. And they look at possibly providing a product by taking a lot of antioxidants, making them out of legumes, beans, you know, porridge. So they take about, they're talking about a therapeutic effect that the food has, and also medicinal herbs have, that offer antioxidants, but instead of promoting you to go eat plants and use the medicinal herbs, they're wanting to make drugs for you to take for that purpose. So they go as far as to describe a lot of the natural plants as having what is called radical scavenging antioxidant powers. So consumers know that there are many antioxidant supplements on the market, but would these products remove the antioxidant threat prescription drugs are producing? Good question. Well, you have to pull those toxins out once they're there. Just pumping in a lot of antioxidants may not do it. So let's talk about a major problem. This was a research report in 2019, McMaster University, Ontario, Canada. They say they found the statin heart medications cause patients to have muscle and joint pains, stiffness, cramps, and weakness, and other side effects. They said they found it was the cause of the pain that stems from the drug-induced oxidative stress. So apparently the statin drugs prescribed for the high cholesterol create a release of amino acids or glutamate in massive amounts, and patients who are treated with statin drugs and patients not treated with statin drugs have muscles that do not dump high levels of amino acids. So if you're on the statin drugs, you got your body dumping high amounts of the amino acids. So when the drug creates this exodus of all these amino acids, it tends to activate pain receptors, and it causes joint and muscle pain symptoms. So the statin drugs are advertised to help reduce your blood clots and the risk of stroke or heart attack, but recent research has stated that's not the case. So therefore, there is really no benefit of lowering the risk of cardiovascular disease events using a statin drug. And most patients who are prescribed statins tend to wind up not taking the drugs because of all the side effects, so they feel awful. And this research was published in the 2019 American Journal of Physiological Cell Physiology. So pick up Shane Ellison's book, Over-the-Counter Natural Cures. I do not get any kind of benefit by telling you this. I interviewed Shane years ago. The book is fabulous. And he's a chemist that used to work for the drug companies, but now he teaches people how to be healthy naturally. But he talks about these statin drugs in the book. He talks about how on a cellular level, your cells are just breaking down. And over a course of years on these drugs, it leads you to congestive heart failure. Yeah. So please look at that book. You can get it at your library. You can pick it up at Barnes & Noble. You can go to Amazon, wherever you want to go. Read the book. It's easy to understand. It won't be over your head at all. And he's spot on. He even recommends a lot of herbs there for cardio. So that's Shane Ellison, is the author. Over-the-Counter Natural Cures is the title. All right, let me read you this quote. This is by Thomas Hawk. He's a researcher at McMaster. He says, "We found that statin drugs were able to enter the muscle cells and cause oxidative stress, and the muscles attempt to increase the production of antioxidants to combat this stress, and this really causes a release of more glutamate or amino acid out of the muscle cells." But, you know, that's not all. That's just, you know, the little part of it, the tip of the iceberg, if you will. So the statin drug industry is like this onion with layers, numerous effects this drug creates on your metabolic levels. So the muscle and the joint pain may be the least of your worries, according to some new findings by the University of Toledo. Apparently, your statin drugs suppress cellular functions that are supposed to interact together with other areas of the body. So some of the functions are very important pathways, like in your brain, your vision, your blood sugar regulation. So the disruption seems to be linked to a blockage of proteins called G proteins and also the receptors of these proteins. Here's a quote from the Journal of Molecule Pharmacology 2019. They say statin drugs have the potential to alter various bodily functions controlled by the important protein pathway, gene pathway, that regulates the body by controlling functions from vision to heart rate to neurotransmitters, end of quote. So, yeah. Your statin drugs, you know, this is also a problem, are also designed to target cholesterol synthesis pathways. And the problem is that the body uses cholesterol all over the place for different functions, and just by lowering cholesterol, the drug disrupts the G protein pathway that serves the brain area, your vision, and your pancreas. So you're going to have problems in those areas. So the result is memory loss, blurry vision, and blood sugar spikes. So the statin drugs are a big money maker for the drug companies. They grab at 1/3 of the drug market. And this would be your Mevacor, Lescol, Prevacol, Zocor, Lipitor. So the number one statin drug outselling them all by $10 billion in sales is Lipitor. So another top-selling statin drug is Bakol, but it was taken off the market because it would produce a lot of toxic side effects and people died. So Bakol killed 31 people in the United States and over 100 of them abroad and over the world in other countries. So what this drug did was kill your muscle tissue and send you into the bloodstream. It shut down the kidneys, a condition that's very deadly. The drug companies are finding new uses for statin drugs that are offering them for things like immune suppressants, anti-cancer medications, so off-market uses, obviously. So let me read you this quote from University of Toledo. They said, "We observed that the different types of statin induced very different deviations or changes to the G protein pathway." They said the side effects of the statins are not uniform. Cells in the eyes, the brain, the heart, the lungs can have completely different impact levels because they have different types of G proteins. Which I guess would support anybody's pathological argument that it couldn't have been the statin drug, because there's differences here. Well, there's always another way. Doctors know that lifestyle changes with no drugs involved will lower cholesterol by at least 40%. So that would mean if your cholesterol level's like 240 and you made some healthy changes to your lifestyle, you could lower your cholesterol to 144 or more. So the Asians have average blood cholesterol levels of less than 95 because of their lifestyle. So, which contains, you know, very low animal fat, lots of fresh fruits and vegetables and things like that. Now, Dr. Daniel Steinberg at the University of California School of Medicine recommends eating foods with antioxidants to prevent the bad cholesterol to begin with. So, again, that puts us in the Mediterranean area where they have lots of omega-3 fatty acids and low cholesterol or low bad cholesterol levels and no cancer, heart disease, diabetes there. Typically, hardly ever, because of how they eat. They get a lot of they get fish and pressed fruits and vegetables, olive oil, avocados, a lot of the healthy fat with the omega-3s in it. And you need healthy fat to lose the bad fat. So let's look at some foods that will lower the cholesterol. Some of the foods which can help you accomplish your goal in lowering cholesterol, obviously, dried beans. That's a really cheap fix to reduce your cholesterol. Just eat a lot of dried beans. According to Dr. James Anderson, University of Kentucky College of Medicine, if you eat a cup of cooked dried beans each day, it helps suppress the bad cholesterol by 20%. And how fast would that happen? Well, in about 3 or 4 weeks, he says. So if you eat a cup of dried beans every day, and this is why a lot of Hispanics who are a lot of beans in the diet, they don't really have a lot of high cholesterol typically. So what kind of beans? Well, all kinds of beans work. He said navy beans, black beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, lentils, chickpeas, soybeans. Eating beans will also boost the healthy HDL cholesterol and protect you from congesting your arteries. So according to Dr. Michael Davidson, he's a cardiologist at Rush Presbyterian St. Luke Medical Center in Chicago. He says it takes about one cup of dried oats to produce a 16% reduction in the bad cholesterol. And he says this is how it works. He reports that the better glucans or the fiber in your oats blocks the bad cholesterol production, helps remove the bad cholesterol and any pre-existing in the blood even, he says. So, of course, you don't want to eat beans and oats along with your fast food and expect to see this improvement. Healthy lifestyles are permanent. Don't go back to the other stuff. And by the way, if you're cooking oats, just talked to a lady about this the other day, don't cook your oats to make them gluey and sticky. If you overcook oats, a mucilaginous substance comes out of the oats and makes them gluey and sticky. Very bad for the bowel. So boil some water, take the water off when it comes to a boil, take it off the heat, throw the oats in, stir, put a lid on, but, you know, let it sit there a little crooked so steam escapes, and you're steeping the oats for 4 minutes, drain the water off, and you've just tenderized the oat, and it's lovely, and it's not gluey and sticky, and you get more protein out of it. You get more energy out of the oat. So there you go. It's better for the digestive tract. Let's look at some other herbs that have some really great power at fighting bad cholesterol. One of your favorites is garlic, Frank. Awesome. Over 20 studies been done on the power of garlic to fight high cholesterol. Dr. Robert Lynn, he's the chairman of International Health. He says 3 cloves of garlic each day helps reduce your cholesterol by about 15%. Another controlled study out of LTM Medical College in Bombay, 50 subjects reduced their cholesterol by 15% and improved their blood clot factor by eating 3 cloves of garlic each day, because it thins the blood, see, helps the fibrinogen level to regulate that clotting mechanism. So they also mentioned onion. Onion is the cousin to the garlic, and Dr. Gerwich, Victor Gerwich at Harvard Medical, says a half a cup of raw onion increases the healthy HDL cholesterol by about 30%. And the study showed raw onions had even more benefit over the cooked ones. So if you pair your garlic and onion together in your lifestyle, you're going to block the production of the bad cholesterol and increase the production of the good cholesterol. That's a win-win. Also, your omega-3 fatty acids are important. This was another study. Omega-3 fatty acids, things like fatty fish, like salmon and mackerel, sardines, these have fatty acids that help fight bad cholesterol and improve good cholesterol by about 10%. The study by Dr. Gary Nelson, U.S. Department of Agriculture, Western Human Nutrition Research Center in California, said if you eat as much as a pound of salmon a day, It had a very dramatic effect in cholesterol levels in just 20 days. He says, of course, the average person isn't going to eat a pound of salmon every day, or even eat tuna or some herring or sardines. But several times a week, if you do that, you're going to provide a lot of omega-3 fatty acids, he said, and will boost the good HDL cholesterol and protect you and your health. So if fish doesn't appeal to you, though, you might want to look at olive oil, avocados, help fight that bad cholesterol. And a lot of studies are supporting olive oil as a superior oil to corn, soybean, sunflower, or safflower oil. Dr. Steinberg also found olive oil defeats toxic oxidation of the bad cholesterol and releases, researchers in Israel kind of backed that up. So olive oil is also going to reduce your negative effects of fatty foods, and that protects your arteries from becoming clogged. It also resists breaking down under high heat, olive oil, so it's a better oil. So fruits and nuts should be in the diet as well. This is at a Loma Linda University. They were looking at walnuts, and they found that 18% reduction in cholesterol if you eat walnuts. This test group on low-fat diets, and for 1 month, ate about 20% of their calories in walnuts, about 2 ounces a day. And they noted that the individuals could drop their cholesterol 22 points just by eating walnuts. Avocados also drop the cholesterol 10%, according to their research in Israel, and also an Australian cardiologist at Wesley Medical Center in Queensland agreed. So if you eat also low animal fat diets, cholesterol drops even further. So a little healthy fat from your almonds, your walnuts, your avocados can help keep your bad LDL in check, reducing your oxidative stress, and causing any artery damage, so you can really tamp that down. One study had patients eat a cup of strawberries and a cup of broccoli a day, and they achieved a higher good HDL level to help prevent the clogging of their arteries. A little change to your lifestyle, even add a couple of oranges to the diet each day accomplishes almost the same thing. If you like oranges, go there. Some French researchers discovered fruit pectin, your fruit fiber, is another food that helps drop cholesterol 10%. Apples were given to middle-aged women who ate 2 to 3 apples a day to their regular diet and all watched their bad LDL cholesterol fall. Carrots do the same thing. If you eat 2 carrots a day, a study showed raw or cooked carrots cooked equally as well did do the same effect because of the beta carotene. However, whenever heat touches a food, it does change it chemically. Therefore, the raw, they say, would be preferred if you can do that. So you've got choices here. You've got therapeutic herbs and foods is what you have. You have a natural cornucopia therapy right here at your disposal. God made sure you had that. So if you're interested in learning how to boost your immune system, detox the organs, and also strengthen your metabolic levels, your heart, your kidney, bladder area, all these things, you have that power. You just didn't know you had it. You have to have the right tools and the information, so give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. Get their free catalog. Toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website, go there, thepowerherbs.com. And if you're on the website, click on books and newsletters and sign up for the free newsletters and get this type of information in your email each week for free, thepowerherbs.com. Take the power back. You deserve it. I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. Until next time, I'm your herbalist wishing you all to be well.